the simon on the Isra Tama Tarfin Abel, Simon Shifei Dalet, there's a sif that seems a little bit out of place. Sif Gimel tells us, in Ein Shah Misha Yishtala, Lahotzi Yisarabi B'dei Chavasan, Yachala Abel Lispala Tzion. If there's no one else who could daven for an Amud, Abel's allowed to daven for an Amud. Tok Shiva, we're talking about. Where is this from? So the Mechaber here is working off of Tshuva Sarash. Tshuva Sarash, Klal Kav Zayin Simen Beis, Klal Kav Zayin Simen Beis. The Rash has a line, Ukishem Ispalel Bebeis Ha'avel, Im Ein Sham Acher Shi Ispalel, Yachal Ha'avel Ispalel L'Lahoti Achem Yidei Chavasa. So if they're davening the Beis Ha'avel, and there's no one else who could daven for an Amud, the Avel is allowed to do so. Ki Avel chayiv b'chol mitzvos, because an Avel is chayiv in all mitzvos. It's unclear what the havamina otherwise is. And also, the Rush and the Mechaber following him seem to be saying that the default position is an Avel shenat daven for an Amud. It's only if there's no one else to do it, do we allow the Avel to daven for an Amud during Shiva, otherwise not. But what's the havamina? He's allowed to do it with his own elf because, after all, an elf's tied with all the mitzvahs. And otherwise, you wouldn't have let him do it. The Beis Hillel here is bothered with the following. How does this line l'mechaber square with something that the Rama writes in Simen Shin Ayin Vav? Look back in Simen Shin Ayin Vav, a very long Rama at the end of the Simen. The Rama writes, towards the end, but not all the way to the end, of a lo nagul l'spalo b'shabbos v'yantiv, minigis that an oval doesn't dam for nagul b'shabbos v'yantiv. We'll get back to that soon. Av b'shein isa v'davar, avali masacho, mi sheyadei l'spalo yispalo. During the week, even during Shiva, an Avil knows how to daven for an Amud, he should daven for an Amud. The Yosher Mo, Mikadosh Yosam, Shalin Nitkan, Elok Tanim, Misha Enu Yodei L'Spalo, Kol Atvili, period. Shalin Nitkan, Elok Tanim. Kadosh is if people don't know how to daven for an Amud, but if the Avil knows how to daven for an Amud, that's even better. So the Beis Hillel here in Shin Pei Dalet is bothered, how does this, that Ramah, square with the Mechaber writes here, where the Mechaber seems to say that an Avil should only daven for an Amud during Shiva if there's no one else. Beis Hillel writes, V'nira, Dahasa, B'simen Shan, Ayin Vav, Ayin B'Avil Avi Ima. V'mken Yosu, Tov L'Spal, Asmo, Kidakas of Shehol Yosu, Mikadosh. V'mken Mashma, Kishu Avil Avi Ima, Ayri. Avil Kan, Ayri B'Avil Sam, She'eno Al Avi Ima, El Shara Velos, Shin Amram Alein Kaddish, Shim Kay, Lois Fala Ogle, let's see, enemy Yisham Akash, Yochel Spala. It still says, the Ramah in Shinayin Vav is talking about an Avil Avivimo. Avil for Avivimo, better to dam for an Amud even during Shiva. Here in the Mechaber in Shin Pei Dalet, based on Shiva Sarash, is talking about an Avil Al Sharkovim. Avil Al Sharkovim, where there's no Inyan to dam for an Amud, then, unless there's no one else to do it, better that the Avil not dam for an Amud himself. Okay, that's a basic little suggestion how to square the comment of the Mechaber here with the Ramah in Shin Ayin Vav. The Beis Sofim points out, Stifkat in Yutes, that distinction of the Beis Hillel is Dachuk, because the Bach here quotes the Maram in his Hilchos Machos, where it's clear in the Maram that this minhag that we have in the Tosa Rush of an Avil not davening l'chachila for an Amud during Shiva applies even to an avil al avi v'ima. Lashon Maram, yes, the Bach quotes it over here. Toch yubeis chodesh al avi val imo yachal liyashliach sibor. So an avil is allowed to dam for an avi during yubeis chodesh. Kimas simcha yesh b'tvila. After all, there's no simcha involved. And even during Shloshim, an Av is allowed to daven for an Amud in Shul. As we'll see, Minag and Shabbos V'Yantiv is not to daven for an Amud. Aval B'chol, Lekha lo Isser v'lo Minag. During the week, there's no Isser for an Av to daven for an Amud, nor is there a positive Minag to daven for an Amud. But during Shiva, the Maram seems to be saying the minig is for an Avil, not the Dam for an Avid. And that's consistent with the Rush. And here it's clearly talking about Aviv the Emo. If that's the case, then the Beis Hillel's distinction doesn't seem to stand in light of the Maram. More likely, as the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Ches, the Rama and the Mechaber don't have to agree. The Mechaber is quoting this minog from the Rush, from the Maram, that an Avel L'Chachila doesn't daven for an Avel during Shiva. Even an Avel L'Avimo, if there's someone else to daven, better for the Avel not to daven. And the Rama is quoting our minog, not the way, that an Avel does daven even during Shiva. The Reis Sofrim writes, the minhag of Sfardim is, like the Mechaber, that an Avil does not daven for an Amud during Shiva. I don't know how widespread that is, or...
Who's the Reis Sofrim?
The Reis Sofrim, Rabbi Yablov, the two-volume work on Avelis that we've quoted every year so far. Rabbi Yablov from Bnei Brak, wonderful work. But Rav Avadya writes, he doesn't think that's correct. Rav Avadya is a Sfardi too. He writes that an Avil Dafka should daven for an Amud during Shiva, and that's what he did when he was in Avelis. He writes for his mother, he daven for an Amud during Shiva. Chazon Avadya Chela Gimel, page Vav. So again, I can't speak to what various. Do you know, Michael, what common practice is in Sephardi circles?
I do not.
Okay, so that makes two of us. So I can just tell you what it says in the Sfarim, but I don't know what people do l'maisa. But I think the pretty universal practice among Ashkenazic Jewry is that an Avil does daven for an Amud even during Shiva.
One Sephardic Shiva, which I was at, the children did daven,
okay.
But they also mostly daven in Ashkenaz Shul, so...
That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any difference Shachar Sfaradis from Rambam?
I think that people would usually gather twice for a davening, and Mincha Marv would be... I don't think it's Lafuke Mincha. And people would come to daven Mincha Marv. And two of us every Shalom, they daven Marv as early as possible, you know, from the Tumas Sadesh and super early, maybe even for Plag in some communities. And that's probably right after Mincha. So when it probably means when they got together to daven twice a day that people would gather to daven, but three tefillos during those two times. Okay, but what about this minog that we just saw in the Ramah in Shinai and Vav not to daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov Amud during Avelis? That's based on a Shuvas Maril, Simin Kuf Kav Ches. He quotes this Maram, the Ein Minog Shisvahal Avel Tolki Beis Chodesh B'Shabbos V'Yantiv. There's no minhag for an Avil to daven Tolki Beis Chodesh on Shabbos V'Yantiv. The Divrei Sofrim quotes some who explain that we have this very strong minhag that it's almost absolutely chokhul yavur to ever let an Avil daven for an Avil on Shabbos V'Yantiv. In the Maram that the Maril quotes, the Maram that we just saw, the Lashon sounds like, or may sound like, it's not that there's the minhag is not to allow an avil to daven for an avil, it's that there's no minhag to dafka daven for an avil. Okay, during the week, the minhag is that an avil dafka davens for an avil. So if an avil comes and wants to daven for an avil, you can't, you shouldn't turn him away as long as he knows how to daven. On Shabbos, there's no minhag for an avil to daven for an avil, but it doesn't mean that there's an iser to allow an avil to daven for an avil. So if you have an avil that would normally be daven for an avil anyway, let's say you have a rotation of lomi bai if he's a shas kavua, but if you have a rotation, there are four people in the community that daven for an avil on rotation on Shabbos. So he'll typically daven for an amud once a month, once every 2 weeks. So if that's what would happen without the Avelis, then he'd be allowed to daven for an amud even when he's an avel, because it's not that he's dafka davening because he's an avel, he's davening anyway. So if you read the Rishonim that is the source of this minhag carefully, you could well understand, not that there's a minhag that an avel not daven, but there's no minhag to have an avel daven. Nevertheless, the very strong minhag, or the way this minhag is practiced, is to not allow an avil to daven, period. Look in the Shach, back in Shin Ayin Vav. Sifkat and Yudalid.
What's the reason for that?
We'll get to that. We'll establish what we're talking about, and then we'll talk about why. Take a look at the Shachs of Katan Yudalid in Shinayim Vav. V'chein v'yomen nora emaser. Right, the Ramah said again, of a lo nagu l'spal v'shabbos v'yantiv. From the Shuvas Maril, himself is from the Maram. Again, that formulation in the Ramah itself sounds like there's no minhag to dafka daven v'shabbos v'yantiv. Not necessarily that there's a minhag that an avil shouldn't daven on Shabbos v'yantiv, or can't daven Shabbos v'yantiv. But the Ramah adds, hu adin yomen nora em. Kaf Birish Maril, that's the starting point of that Shuvas Maril. Niyu, Hechad Alakadad, if Minei Mutter. But if there's no one better to daven, then you're allowed to have an Avil daven for an Amud during Yamim Naran. If he is the most qualified candidate. Yeah.
Shaq says Asr.
I'm sorry?
It says
Asr. Yeah? No, it's usher to. Oh, you say. Well,
meaning it's
you,
not. It's not. There's no
right,
absence.
The lush, I'm sorry.
There's no absence of a chayav
okay.
Daven. Just no. It's like mamsh usher.
You're right. It does use the lashon of usher. Right. Good. Good. Ara. Good, okay. I haven't been sensitive to that. Good, all right. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Adram doesn't say Aser. Magen Avraham is in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkat and Dalet. Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkat and Dalet. Avel Tokhi Beis Kodesh. Actually, 1 second. So Magen Avraham does use Lashon of Aser also. Magen Avraham, Tavkuf Be'al Sifkat and Dalid. Avel Tavkuf Be'ez Kodesh, Asil Esfal B'yam and Arayim, Dadinam Kirigolim, L'chol Mili. V'gam B'negin of Kaddish, did who? Achem B'lech Echaz and Acher. Shari, so you're right. Both the Magen Avraham and the Shach, when it comes to Yom and Arayim, use the Lashon of Aser. So, arguably, they understood that the minhag is stronger than just a minhag not to dafka daven for an amud. Right, but what we said in the Ramah in the early Rishonim still stands. It could be the Shach and the Magad Ramah understood within the minute that it's stronger, that there's an Isser of some sort, even though a flexible Isser that if there's no one better, you can let them to daven. But in the Lashon Ramah himself and the Lashon of Maril and Maram, you don't necessarily get that impression. Good. And again, our common practice is to treat this as a more rigorous, strong minhag, not to have an Avol Daven on Shabbos V'Yontif. Barring exaggerating circumstances. Vavadi writes that Sfardim don't have this minhag of the Ramah, and Sfardim have no kepeda that an avil shouldn't daven for an amud on Shabbos V'Yontif. Anything to say about that, Michael? No. Okay. So Vavadi writes that he himself daven for an amud would even availus even on Shabbos and Yontif. The Jerry Sovereign said that Sfardim don't, even during Shiva, during the week. Again, I can't speak to what Sfardim community says through him.
So the question would be, did we just follow the same concept that you shouldn't daven obviously?
No, these are two different things. Whether to daven for an Amid during Shiva, during the week, and whether to daven Amid during Yavei Skodesh and Shabbos are two unrelated issues.
Okay.
Two separate issues. Yeah.
So I was just Rebbe said before that there would be a shalav avails befrasia if a guy always davens, let's say, on Mevarach HaChodesh.
I didn't address avails befrasia, but in theory,
if he always davens Mevarach HaChodesh,
if someone
voice, so then,
right, you have to figure out what that. So you know, the classic example of avails befrasia is Rebbe Natan who got shlishi every Shabbos. Every Shabbos gets shlishi. One Shabbos doesn't get shlishi. That's avails befrasia. Someone has a kvis daven for an amud once every 4 weeks and doesn't, so there could be a million other reasons that he's not daven for an amud.
So there we put
You have to analyze each case on its merits, but you can definitely distinguish as far as the degree. Okay, so why would such a minhag have developed of not having an avil davin on Shabbos V'Yontif? So the way that Maril presents the shaila that he was asked, which is about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you get the sense that there is an element of simcha, that somehow the negina of Shabbos involves a certain level of simcha that an avil shouldn't engage in. The way the show of the Maril seems to present it, and this is embellished a little bit, in Shuvas Noed Behuda Kama Arachayim Simulamid Beis, Shuvas Noed Behuda Kama Arachayim Simulamid Beis, is maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are better than a regular Shabbos V'Yontif, since Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are Yemei Hadin, and there's less simcha involved. So you could have entertained, the Maril doesn't, but the Shoal and the Maril seem to have entertained that maybe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different, are better, so to speak, than Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Yontif has a heightened level of simcha where it'd be inappropriate for an avil to daven for an amud, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are Yimei Din. Divrei Soferim points to two other marmakamos that have a little bit of a different approach, or they seem to reflect a different approach. The minhag that the Ramah records in Hilchos Shvuah, Hilchos Sukkos, Simen Tafrei Samech, is that an avel doesn't walk around with Toshanos on Sukkos. Why is that? Taz writes over there, Simen Tafrei Samech Sukkotim Beis. Taz, Simen Tafrei Samech Sukkotim Beis. Shehu kamo sheyesh minog she'ein avol mispal biyamim she'ein behem tachanun. There is a minog that we just saw in the Ramah, the minog not to daven for an amen Shabbos v'yantiv. So the Tazir references a more expansive minog, not to daven for an amen on any day that you don't say tachanun. So Rav Shechter points out that Rabbi Breuer was makbid here that an avil shouldn't daven for an amen on any day that you don't say tachanun, not because be'etzem he held that way, but because he felt that the Baal Batim didn't know how to daven for an amen b'chlal, so at least if you have an excuse to prevent them from davening for an amen, then those days you don't have to suffer through their davening. That's what Rav Shechter says.
I don't know if that, okay.
I'm sorry?
Like a really Yakisha guy told me that midnight. Yeah. So I don't think he's...
Yeah, but...
Say, I don't know if he got it from a brewery, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know, but that's what Rishabdi says. But in any event, so this is quoted in the Chubas Ramah, not reflected, the scope of this, of not dominant phenomenon, any day you don't say tafanun is not reflected in the Ban Shulchan Aruch. But the Taz says, what's the reason for that? That midas hadin mesucha neged avel. So in avel, we'll talk in a little while about why we don't say tafanun in base avel, but a similar idea. That the Midas Hadin is hovering over, is in a dangerous position relative to an Avel, and therefore he shouldn't be a Shliach Tzibur on a day when you don't say Tachanun, where we're already pushed away the Midas Hadin. The Taz says, even though that reason is weak, and even though we don't accept that reason l'alacha, and we don't accept l'alacha the broader practice of not davening for an amen anytime there's no tachanun, but the Taz suggests that maybe that is the reason for an avil not to do a shinus. Kevin shenogu kach sham zo atzmo atam bekan shakol makim b'shluchim. Shel Shar HaKal. So the people going around are the Shluchim of the Kal, and you don't want someone who has the Midas Hadin Mesucha Kenegdo involved in Hoshanos. So the Divrei Sofim suggests, along the lines of the Taz, maybe some of that is lurking behind the development of this Minog, not to allow an Avil to daven and Shabbos and Yom Tov Hanamid, even though we don't accept it as broadly as any day that we don't say Tachanun, but at least in Shabbos and Yom Tov, this notion Midas Adin Mesucha Negra Avel, maybe that plays some role. Okay, again, that's Taz in relation to Hashanah, Simon Tafre Samich, Siv Katan Beis. Yeah.
And that should apply doubly more so for Hashanah Yom Kippur.
And that would apply, well, you could go in either direction. Or since we're all encountering the Midas Adin, so then we're on the same boat.
Okay.
You could have argued that. That you could take in the other direction also. The Divrei Sofer writes along those... Sorry, the Divrei Malkiel writes along those lines. Chelek Hei, one second, Chelek Hei Simen Peites. Chelek Hei Simen Peites, Lam Jirav, the Divrei Malkiel. I just noticed, by the way, in the Bar Ilan, they must have come out with two new volumes, because the Divrei Malkiel, I think, published the first three volumes, V'chayev. And then there was Dalin and Hay published posthumously. Hay was relatively recent, and it wasn't on Bar Ilan. Then Bar Ilan added Hay, and now I just saw the edit of Lovin's Time, which I never saw in print, so I don't know where that, if he's still publishing, or where that came from. But anyway, so Divrei Malkiel Chelek Hay Simen Peites writes along these lines, that on Shabbos V'yantiv, which are Yimei Simchas HaNefesh, and there's an Isarusa Dila'ela, you shouldn't do anything to be Ma'or the Din. And that's why the minhag is not to allow an Avil to daven for an Amud, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are Yimei Hadin, because the point of our tefillos is to be Ma'or Rachamim, L'masek Hadinim, and Shabbos also, there's a notion of Shabbos in the Zohar, of Dinim, Mismaskim, that there's a Mesikas Adin, So we shouldn't allow an aval to daven for an amud on Shabbos or Yom Tov or Rosh Yom Kippur in a way that's going to compromise the Mesikas Adin that we're trying to affect. Yeah.
When I was mentioning Magen Avraham, I was looking at the Prima Gadim there on
yeah.
the talk of Pe'al. It says before yeah. that reason. V'yesh lomar tam avel midas adin masvach alav ve'ein roi liyot shlech tzibar b'yom
v'ram. Okay, good.
Just,
so I don't need the Divrei Malkiel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the Divrei Sof.
No, the Divrei Sof quotes the Taz. The Taz...
But he says that only by Hoshanos.
The Taz says that by Hoshanos, right.
The Prima Gadim says explicitly by ein roi liyot shlech tzibar b'yom v'ram. In that context,
good.
Not davening Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, good. Sif Katan?
Sif.
Oh, there's on that Magen Avraham. That's
yeah.
Sif Katan Dalet.
Dalet, yeah.
Got it, okay.
We can ask Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Mm. Does he say that for Shabbos too?
No, I mean, he was only talking in the context,
right.
No.
Okay, so then I need the different Malkiel to tell me.
And that's
enough.
They didn't want to
okay,
go to Shabbos.
Okay.
Okay,
good. Okay, let's go back to the page here in Shulchan Aruch, back to Shin Ayin Vav. Take a look at the Gilyon Marsha on the bottom. Uberosh Chodesh Chanukah Upurim Yispalel Ad Hallel Knesses HaGadolah. If an Avil should daven for an Amud on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah and Purim up to Hallel. I didn't say Hallel on Purim recently. I imagine you probably didn't either, unless you're stuck in a desert aisle without a McGillian Hall from Erie. But I'm not sure what he means, Purim at Hallel. Unless he means until the point in davening at which you would say Hallel, until Kriyus is so he Lula of Megillah.
And you could say that's
probably what it means. I'm sorry?
That's probably what he's talking.
Probably what it means. It means until the Hallel equivalent. An Avos Shadam for an Amud Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, at least Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, Shadam and Shachas up to Hallel, then step down, and on Purim, the difference is what he means, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, it means an Avos Shadam and Hallel for an Amud. So Shadam and Hallel for an Amud up to Hallel, step down, Shadam and Hallel for an Amud, and then you're basically done because he's not going to have Musa for an Amud either. On Purim. So it doesn't mean he's not going to lay in Megillah, because that's not the issue. But then he probably could step back to the Amud for Asher Velitzia. I'm still not sure exactly what the parallel is. But at least when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, what he's quoting from Knesset HaGedolah is that there's nothing wrong with an Avol davening for an Amud Shacharis. He just shouldn't daven Hallel for an Amud, presumably because Hallel reflects a certain level of Simcha that the Avol is not party to. Shuvas Ma'aril Simon Kaf Beis. Shuvas Ma'aril Simon Kaf Beis. Hadin Im Maharig, I'm not sure that is. Shahora Shelo Yavar Ha'avel Ifnei Ateva Baboker Beis Hilula. Ki Hakal Besimcha Kamo Shabbos Sviyantiv. An Avil shouldn't daven for an Amud Hallel, because the Kehila is Besimcha during Hallel. So just like an Avil does not for an Amud in Shabbos Yantiv, because there's a level of simcha involved in that davening that he's not party to, they shouldn't daven Hallel for an Amud either.
Are you even talking about a wedding?
I'm sorry? No, Hallel. He's talking about Hallel.
Okay.
What?
And what was the last
name? Hallel. I think there might be a typo there.
Okay.
Hey, Lama, Lama, Aleph.
Okay.
I'm not sure where the Aleph is there.
Okay.
But Hallel. V'chein v'yom kriyas Megillah. So does... Again, what's the parallel? The Yom Kriyas Megillah sounds like he shouldn't daven for an Amud at all on Purim. So does he mean on Chanukah also, Be'ez Hallel means the day that we say Hallel, not just during Hallel? Not sure. Again, the parallel to Megillah, I'm not sure about. Mishabura Paskins, Simon Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkat and Zayin, Simon Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkat and Zayin, quoting for the Matzah Sashekel, that an Avel on Rosh Chodesh And Hanukkah, that's I have it here. V'chein v'yomim she'ein omrim tachan ud mutter l'spal shachris, im acher yomer halal. So there's no objection to an aval davening for an amud on a day that you don't say tachanun. Even on a day that you say halal, just you shouldn't daven halal himself. Aval musaf lo yispalos. An aval shouldn't daven musaf for an amud on Rosh Chodesh. Halal, he shouldn't daven, but shachris up to halal is fine. And then, presumably, he doesn't spell this out, but presumably the Avil should come back to say Kaddish Olim after Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. And then he quotes, V'chai Adam Kasav, K'meduma Shagra lo haya maniach l'spal afilu shakris Rosh Chodesh, Achem b'laka afir l'kul yama mutter t'spal afilu mosa. So he quotes in the Chai Adam, he quotes in the Gaon, that the Gaon didn't allow an Avil to daven for an Amud on Rosh Chodesh, even Shacharis, without Hallel. Why should that be? Not so clear. Meaning, the Shabbos we answered to begin with, we have to struggle to figure out what the reason for the minhag is, not the dam for Namud. So, more than that, I'll be showing when I'm starting. Badr Shulchan suggests Sifkat and Kufav maybe, and if the, he doesn't quote the Maril, I don't think, but if that's, if the Maril meant to say not to daven for an Amud, even Shacharis on Chanukah, then maybe this is the Kavanah of the Maril, that since everyone's going to be saying Hallel at the end of Shacharis, so the Kahal is in a state of Simcha for the entirety of Shacharis. That's his best attempt to understand what's attributed to the Gaon, that an Avil not daven for an Amud Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh. When Rav Shechter is in Avelis, when he daven the Beis Medrash here, he daven Shacharis for an Amud on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, and then step down for Hallel. My sense is that in most communities, the more common practice, again, for unclear reasons, is not to let an Avil daven for an Amud Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah b'chlal. But it's, again, the citation of the Gaon notwithstanding, it's unclear why that should be. At first glance, even if you're going to be machmir like the Gaon, it's reported to have been, not to let an Avil daven for an Amud Chanukah Rosh Chodesh Shacharis, there shouldn't be any reason to be machmir for Mincha Maariv. Why wouldn't you let an Avil daven for an Amud on Rosh Chodesh Mincha Maariv? However, this is the famous Stira Mishnah Berurah, for the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, even Shacharis, an Avil can daven on Rosh Chodesh and by extension Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Lamed Beis, where he has the Seder Miras Kaddish, that there he writes that an Avil doesn't daven for an Amud, even Mincha Maariv, on days that you don't say Lam Natzeach. Say Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. That's a steer, Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
So you have all of those Chassidim that say there's you don't say that day, like a big
gadol
that you don't say
tachman.
No,
Mr. Bruce said you don't say lam natzeach, not days you don't say tachman. Even the days that the liberal people that find excuses not to say tachman would still say lam natzeach. So this is a it's a problem with Mr. Bruce. I'm not sure what the resolution is. Mr. Bruce says different things in different places.
Reading of Megillah.
I'm sorry?
The actual reading of Megillah.
can an oven read Megillah?
I didn't know it came out because it was by my shoulder. It was 1 minute before these were leaning. The guy davened mincha and saying kaddish. I was like, wait, what's going on over here? And then I realized that he was numb. He was an avo.
So mincha kaddish, he definitely.
No, I know, but I'm saying. Then I realized it was an avo. I think I remember looking it up. I think Netiv Gabriel quoted those who said not to say, especially because they're saying the bracha of Shechianu.
Don't remember.
I don't think that's what the Maril means. He quotes a lot of.
I mean, there are two girsas in the Maril, so it may depend on the girsa. If your gari is bayom, but it looks like the in the comparison, it sounds like the more correct girsa is to have bayom. Same bayom kriyas megillah is referring to davening for an amud on the day of kriyas megillah, not kriyas megillah itself. If you don't know the word bayom, so then it sounds like it's going kriyas megillah. Yeah. I don't think the Maril is.
Yeah, he quotes, he said, Ikare ha-dalad.
Ikare da-dalad,
yeah. Who's that?
It's printed in the back of the big shelter.
Oh, okay. Or chayim simen lamed oschav sayim. Imre David simen tif reish tzadik sifal.
Okay, take a look that up. I don't, the Maril, I don't think is necessarily a...
He quotes someone as cholik, but he writes that the ach batela daito negadivri Maril ha-na.
But if Maril didn't say it,
then you'd have the...
Then no one's being about to the das. Okay, so we'll I don't remember, we'll have to check. Okay, good. Again, I think the Minigan Arbeis Medrash is that an Avol Davins for an Amud, definitely Mincha Marav and even Shachris up to Halal on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh.
Where does Mincha Marav come from?
I'm sorry?
Where does Mincha Marav come from?
It's unclear why that should be so. The Mishnah Berurah seems to record that as a Minog in his Seder Kaddish. I mean, that would come from the minhag that the Ramah and Tshuva quotes of not davening for an amud any day that you say tafanim.
We don't hold it up.
But we don't generally hold it. Right. I mean, I think by the Hasidish, in some places, they won't allow an avol to daven for an amud any day, not say tafanim. Leaving aside warriors, whether that's for pragmatic reasons or not. Yeah, but I think in the world at large, in many places, they would not allow an avol to daven for an amud, even mincha marav on Rosh Chodesh. When I was in Avelis for my mother at the RCA Mincha Minyan, I usually daven for an amud, even Rosh Chodesh. I don't think that we have Bibles, not that minyan, so I don't think there's any minyan kavua not to. And the Baal Batim are a little bit, some of them are a little surprised because they came from places where that's unheard of. But it's very unclear why that should be the case. Okay, let's look back again. The beginning of Shinayin Vav Sif Gimel. Actually, before that, let's go back to Shin Pei Dalet. Shem Pei Dalek Sif Yemol. The Rama writes, the mitzvah list follows Shachris Vi Arvis, Vimakam Shemes Sham, Afilu Einavel. There's a mitzvah to daven to have minyanim in the place where the mace was nifter, even if there's no avol there. So there's a mitzvah to have a minyan in the place of Yitzias Neshama, even if there's no avol there, because that creates a nachas ruach l'neshama. Hold on to that thought for a moment, and look back at Shin Ayin Vav Se'if Gimel. Meis she'ein lo aveilim le'es nachem da'im asara b'nei adam k'sherim v'yoshvim v'mkomo kol shivas yimei aveilus. So a person dies and there's no aveilim. You gather together 10 people and they sit v'mkomo for 7 days of aveilus. And other people come and gather. And if you don't have 10 people kavua, then you get 10 people on a rotational basis. This is based on the Mechaber's quote of Lashon HaRama, which is based on the Gemara. Gemara and Shabbos, Kufnin Beis, the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel Avel Halacha Dalet. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalet. That if there's no one to sit Shiva, then you have this kind of pseudo Shiva and have a minion gather and Ki'ilu sit Shiva for the Nifter. Rama writes, the Lower Yisi Noagin came. This didn't seem to be common practice. Unclear why, but nevertheless, Lori Zinogan came. The Kosev of Maril, Noagin lispalo ba'asara kol shiva, b'makam shenifter shama adam. V'hainu al adam shelo iniyach krovim yudum lisabalav. But even though Lori Zinogan to have this pseudo shiva in a case where there are no aveilim, but the appropriate minhag is, in a case of the no aveilim, to gather a minyan in the makom yitzias neshama, and that is beneficial for the nifter. Aval yesh lo v'shem makom shemis abu mulav ein tzarech v'kazer roi linog. But if there are aveilim, so then you don't have to do this. So if you put shin ayin vav and shin pei dal together, it sounds like our minhag is, in general, that you have a minion of the Beis Avo. That's also for pragmatic reasons, as we'll see this in history, you'd see in Mitzvah Beis, so an Avo is not Stam allowed to leave his house during Shiva. So it accomplishes that also. But there seems to be an element of a Zechus for the Neshama. So that element of Zechus for the Neshama is really where the minion takes place in the Malkim and Tzias Neshama. So the most thing over here is that if there's not going to be a Shiva, then you should have a minion of the Malkim and Tzias Neshama. If you will have a Shiva, so then the minhag is not to have a separate minion of Malkim and Tzias Neshama. You have the minion in the place where the Shiva is taking place, where the Avelim are. This happened to me. My mother, Allah Shalom, predeceased my grandmother, Allah Shalom. My mother was an only child. And when my grandmother passed away, I was the closest living relative. There was no one to sit Shiva. So this din of the Rambam, the Gemara and Shabbos, as Rama says, that minhag we don't have. But a number of years ago, there's someone, maybe it was Rabbi Wineski when he passed away, I think Rabbi Reichman, gathered together 10 people to do what it says in the Rambam, to go every day to the house of the Nifter and have the Suda Shiva. Even though Rama says we don't do this, I wasn't sure why Rabbi Reichman insisted on doing it. But
so
there'll be the
blind librarian here.
Rabbi Wineski.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he insisted on doing it, but it doesn't seem to be the minhag of the Rama says. Okay. So that I didn't do, but I tried to have a minion at least once a day in the Malkim Tzias Neshama. My grandmother passed away in the hospital. So it wasn't shy to have the minion in the hospital room, because that was already, I assume, taken by then. But there was a shul in the hospital. So we had a minion for mincha most days of what would have been the shiva. In the hospital, so I thought that was a key in what the Ramah recommends, that if there are no avelim to have a minion in the makam, you'd see his haneshama. Especially the first fila, the kolba is the following lashon, Eim is fa'alin bebayis she'eim bo avelim, ela tefila rishona hasmucha l'kvura, laniach daito shalmei. So that minug of having a minion in the makam hanifter where there are no avelim, Kolbo says that's dafka the first tefillah after the kvura, laniach daito shalmeis. So that's what I did when my grandmother passed away. Went straight from the kvura to the hospital and had a mincha minyan there in the building of the makam yitzias d'sham. Then we had one mincha a few days subsequent as well. Okay. Yeah.
So this happens sometimes where the person will just sit shiva in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So there'd be no reason to have a minyan where the actual nifter was.
That's what sounds like from the Rambam,
yeah,
that the minhag of having a minyan, the place that you see shiva, is only where you don't have a velim sitting elsewhere.
So even if they're sitting somewhere even very far removed, we would still say that.
Right.
Okay.
If they're available in multiple places, so the available will have minyanim in their respective places, and there is, all things being equal, there is a benefit, I think, to having the Avelim sit in the Malkum Yitzias Neshama where that's practical, meaning usually we'll talk about Nicham Avelim, hopefully if we have time, sometime before the end of the Limud, but the preferred place to have the Avelim sit is in the location of the Nifter, the house of the Nifter, so where that is the same place as the Malkum Yitzias Neshama, then Mount Tov and Manam. Often these days people pass away in hospitals, so you're not going to sit in a hospital. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some details of Seder HaTefillah of the Beis Avel. I'm actually talking about an Avel davening. Back in Shin Ayin Vav, take a look at the Tasev Katan Beis. Tasev Katan Beis Shin Ayin Vav. Ba'or Achayim Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Kasav. De'ein Omrim Tachanun Mebeis Avel. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tachanun Kuf Lamed Aleph Ba'or Achayim. No Tachanun Mebeis Avel. V'hainu Kol Shiva Sayamim. The Kasav Arakeach. Sha'achar Gemara Tefila Omrim Tachanun, that after davening's over, the non-avelim should themselves say Tachanun. Why do we not say Tachanun in a Beis Avel? Mishnah Berurah there writes Kuf Lamed Aleph Katan Kuf. Kuf Lamed Aleph Katan Kuf, according to Levush. Same idea we just saw about davening for an omer, according to some. Does midas hadin besucha love? During shiva, the midas hadin is besucha over the avel. The alkeni shlizar milahagri midas hadin. So you shouldn't do anything to aggravate the midas hadin. The midas hadin is already, the avel is already in a precarious position. So you shouldn't do anything to aggravate the midas hadin. So you shouldn't recite tachanun in the base avel. Just like we don't do nefilas apayim balayla because the midas hadin at night is heightened, so we don't want to do anything to aggravate the midas hadin. That's the Mishnah Berurah of the Levush, why the minhag is not to recite tachanun in a beis avel. However, that's not the reason the Beis Yosef tirkos. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Shiboli Haleket. Beis Yosef there in Kuf Lamed Aleph Narachayim, Kos in the Shiboli Haleket. On Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tachanun, because on Tisha B'Av we're Avelim, and Avel Iskish Lachag, Gemari Moi Katan, Tes B'Av Amud Beis. Ninchan Tisha B'Av, Shmuel Eleka says, we do say Tachanun. We don't, but the Shmuel Eleka's minhag was. Rosh Hashanah, there's no Tachanun. Erev Yom Kippur, there's no Tachanun. Beis Avel, Eino from Alpaneim, Mishem De'isk, De'shlechad, De'siv, V'afachi Chageichem Le'evel, Hilkach, Ein Omrim, V'iduyim, V'tachanunim, V'beis Avel. So the Shibali Lekka says the reason you don't say Tachanun Beis Avel is because of the Hekish to Yantiv. Just as you don't say Tachanun on Yantiv, you don't say Tachanun in a Beis Avel. Divrei Sofrim, Simen Shin Pei Dalis, Sifkatan Kuf Ayin Hei. Simen Shin Pei Dalis, Sifkatan Kuf Ayin Hei. Quote some later Achronim, later Sfarim, that note the fact that the Mishnah Berurah only quotes this reason of the Levush and not of the Shibali Aleker, and they try to present this as a machlokas with Nafka Mina. What would Nafka Mina be? So, for example, what about Lam Natseach in a Beis Avel? So if the reason is a hekesh of Yantiv to an Avel, so just like you don't say Lam Natseach on a Yantiv, you shouldn't say Lam Natseach in a Beis Avel. Even though you can only take that so far, you don't say Mizmer L'Soda and Yantav either, but no one says you don't say Mizmer L'Soda and Beis Avel. Okay. So let me say it. I'm sorry?
Say it on Sukkot.
You say it on Chol Moed Sukkot. Okay, fine. But, so if the reason is the Hekish to Yantav, you shouldn't say Lam L'Soda. If the reason is Midas Adin Besucha, Lam L'Soda isn't Ma'or Midas Adin the way Tachanun is. So he quotes some svarim that suggest a nafka mina, but he says that's not really so compelling because as it is, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that we don't say lam netzeach in a beis avel. So Divrei Sofrim suggests, Rabbi Karp says the same thing, that it's probably not a machlokas. One sheds light on the other. The Shibali Aleka presents a hekesh between Yantiv and an Avil. It's not stam a hekesh hilchos ablo taima. The svar behind it is the fact that there's the notion of midas adin mitzucha. So just like on Yantiv, we don't say tefillos that are maor midas adin. Also, it's not appropriate to say tefillah that's going to be Ma'or Midas Adin. Not that there are two different reasons, but the Midas Adin reason shed light on what the Hekish is teaching us. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Machlokas, what do you do? Is it appropriate? Tachanun itself, if you're davening in a Beis Avel, you don't say Tachanun, so there's no need to repeat Tachanun when you get back home. What about B'hur Achum? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas about that. Whether you should say, the Taz talks about it there, whether you should say V'hu Rachum when you get back home. And the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's note L'chachila to be machmir, that the non-availim should say An Sheni V'chamishi V'hu Rachum when they get back home. Rabbi Karp, page Tafshin Dalim Mem, writes that he found in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav thinks that this should be taloi on whether you say V'hu Rachum before Tachanun or after Tachanun. This is Svar Nesach Ashkenaz. It sounds like what he's saying is that if you say V'hu Rachum before Tachanun, like Minhag Ashkenaz, so then that's a fundamental part of Tachanun, an inherent part of Tachanun. And you wouldn't recite it when you get back home. If you say it afterwards, so then, like Nusach Svard, so then it's not as inherently connected to Tachanun, and you would say it when you get back home. So he said the Mishnah Berurah himself, Daven Nusach Svard, says that L'chachil you should say when you get home. And the Chai Adam, Daven Nusach Ashkenaz, says that you don't say when you get home. Okay. What about Halal in a Beis Avel? Now, by the way, he runs ovens, I think the common practice is that you don't say Yirasan is in a base level either, because we always assume that Yirasan is dependent on Tafan. If you don't say Tafan, you don't say the Yirasans. Rabbi Karp is bothered by that. Rabbi Karp doesn't understand that whole Tliya to begin with. The Tachanun, you don't say on certain days because you don't want to be more than Midas Adin. But the Yiratzons are Bakoshos, they're Tachanunim. They have nothing to do with Tachanun. So how does this association begin? I'm not sure, you can research that. But he doesn't understand the association to begin with. So he thinks that in a Beis Avel, the Avel could use all the Tefillos they can get. So you should say Yiratzon in Beis Avel on Sheni V'Chamishi, independent of the fact that we don't say Tachanun. And he says that he himself, in his minyan, even though he doesn't want to start up with the minhag olam, not to say Yirasan on days that you don't say Tachanun, but he's willing to start up a little bit, at least on the days where there's a machlokas. So now, for those who don't say Tachanun during the Yimei Tashlumim after Shavuos, or those that don't say Tachanun the end of Chodesh Tishrei after Sukkot, so at the very least, you should say the Yiratzons, because it's not so clear why you shouldn't say Tachanun to begin with. So even if you're not going to say Tachanun, at least the Yiratzons you should say. So he writes that that's what he does, at least on those days, if there's a machlokas, to say the Yiratzons. What about Hallel and a Beis Avel? Magen Avraham writes, Simen Kuf Lamed Alus of Katan Ches. Simen Kuf Lamed Alus of Katan Ches. Ve'ein omim sham halal afilu b'chanuk. In a Beis Avel, you don't say halal, even on Chanuk. Then he quotes those who distinguish between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh, halal zol mishum minuk. So then you say, you don't say it in a Beis Avel, but Chanukah, which is Medina, you say in a Beis Avel. He quotes the Rokeach, Ein Omrim Hallel Tehavu Dvar Simcha. You don't say Hallel in a Beis Avel because it's a Dvar Simcha. V'tu, De Asara Shapir Shavino Tzibor, Ki Yechidim Dami. If you have 10 people who are Poish Min Tzibor, they have a din of a Yachid. Meaning that if you have a minyan in a Beis Avel, that's considered to be an entity that was Poresh Min HaTzibor. They're distinct from the rest of the community in the Beis Avel, and therefore they have the din of Yechidim. If they have the din of Yechidim, so the din is that a Yachid says Halal on Chanukah, but not on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you only say Halal B'Tzibor, Mikra Din, on, or the original formulation of the Minhag, as opposed to on Chanukah. The Magen Avraham says, according to the Rokeach, there should be a difference between Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. So the Magen Avraham says, based on that, the minhag is that you don't say Hallel in a Beis Avel neither on Chanukah nor on Rosh Chodesh. However, on Rosh Chodesh, the non-availim need not repeat Hallel when they get back home, as opposed to Chanukah, where Chanukah is more Me'ikar Adin, so then the non-availim should repeat Hallel when they get home. Rabbi Karp points out, if you look in the Rokeach inside, the Magen Avraham only quotes two-thirds of the Rokeach, but if you look at the Rokeach inside, the Rokeach actually has three reasons for the minhag of not saying Hallel in a Beis Avel. The Magen Avraham quoted two. One is, even if you have 10 people who are gathered together as a minyan, but if they are Poresh Min HaTzibor, they have the din of Yechidim. And reason number two, that it's a Davar Simcha, and there's no room for Simcha in a Beis Avel. The third reason that the Rokeach has, that the Magen Avraham doesn't quote, is Loeg L'Rash. An Avel definitely not going to recite Hallel. So it's a Loeg L'Rash for the non-Avelim who are gathered in his house to say Hallel in front of the Avel when the Avel himself can't recite Hallel. Rabbi Karp demonstrates that he thinks the Iker reason is the reason of Asara Shapirshu Ki Yechidim Dami, which leads to the distinction between Chanukah and Purim. And he points out, if you look in the Maaser Vitri, mouth of victory, and the Sefer Pardes from Rashi's Beis Medrash, quoted Shuvas Rashi, we write so explicitly, v'zeh halashon, Maisa ba'al yado shahochul espalva beisa avla b'rosh chodesh. So there's a mice in Rashi's Beis Medrash where they went in Beis Avla and Rosh Chodesh. V'ratzu ha-minyan likros halel, and the minyan wanted to say halel. V'hora halachal ha-maisa din tzvithim. And Rashi paskinatu. Da'asara shapir shavinat tzibur harein ki yichidim. That David in of yichidim, yachid doesn't say halel in Rosh Chodesh, and therefore there's no need to recite halel in the Beis Avel on Rosh Chodesh. Pisei tshuva sifkat and beis writes as follows. Shin ayin vav sifkat and beis quotes in the Noda Behuda. That if the Avel goes to a different place in the Beis Avel, then the Tzibor may recite Tachanun. That is, I believe, the more common practice, that if there's a minyan taking place in a Beis Avel on a day that you recite Hallel, either the minyan walks out, or more pragmatically, usually the Avel walks out, so the Avel walks out to a different room, and then the rest of the Tzibor will recite Hallel in the Beis Avel, without the Avel present. Then the Piskei Tshuva quotes another din from the Tshuva's Har Carmel. Sorry, from the Chamudei Daniel. If Ira la Avil Yom Shvi'i Barash Kodesh, Yomer Halal Achri Tzimim Beis HaKnesses, Shal Zeinu Avil. So, day 7 of Shiva Mixas Yom Kukula. So, during Shachar, is he still in a veil of Shiva? Doesn't recite Halal. But once Shiva's over, and he goes home, the veil of Shiva's over, he should recite Halal. That's what happened to me. My mother pissed. I was sitting Shiva for my mother. The first day of Shiva was Kav Tes Nisan. It's a Yom Ha Misa Ukvura. And I got it from Shiva on Shabbos, which was Heir. So I hold like Rosh Hashanah and Chutz Laaretz, you say Hallel on Heir, even if it's Chal on Shabbos. So when Shiva was over after Daven Shabbos morning, it happens to be the Shul didn't say Hallel anyway, because they said Hallel on Thursday. But they said Hallel myself after the Shiva was over on day 7. We're behind one shiur from yesterday. Is anyone available tomorrow morning at some point?
I have shiur for assignment 9:30.
Okay. Let's talk about She'ela Shalom. You can walk out if you want.
Sorry?
There's no need
for me to leave.
Sorry?
There's no need for me to leave, so
whatever. I say, if you don't understand, you know, I'm not forcing you. Okay. I'm sorry about yesterday, just circumstances beyond my control. But at least we got to get out of it. Okay, the Gemara in Daf Tesvav tells us that the source of the Isser Shela Shalom for an Avel is Hanekdom, just as the source of the Isser Talmud Torah. And the Gemara then distinguishes on Daf Kaf Aleph between Gimel Yamim Rishonim and Gimel Yamim and the rest of Shiva, that the Isser is more severe during the first 3 days. Let's see how that's going in Shulchan Aruch. Here's Simon Shin Pei Hei. Avil Aser B'Sheila Shalom Ketza. Shlosh Yamim Rishonim. Eino shal v'shalom kol adam. The first 3 days, an avil is not shoal b'shalom anyone. The mecherim lo yadur shu avil v'shalu b'shalomo lo yashav lehem. And if other people don't know that he's an avil, and they ask about his welfare, he shouldn't respond. El yodim shu avil, he should tell them that he's an avil. Migimel ad shiva, eino shoal. From 3 to 7, he doesn't ask b'shalom acherim. But if other people don't know that he's an avelus and they ask b'shlomo, he's allowed to respond. Mishiva ad shloshim, shoel b'shlom acherim, sheim shruim b'shalom. From shiva to shloshim, you're shoel b'shlom others. Then acherim shoel b'shlomo. But others don't ask b'shlomo. V'kol shekein shemeshiv, l'misha shoel b'shlomo. And you can respond. L'yachar shloshim yom, Hareyu kishar kol adam, medvar murim bishar krovim, aval alaviv imo shol b'shalom acherim achar shiva, vein acherim sholim b'shalomo, ad achar yud beis chodesh. Now why is it for others to be shol b'shalom the avel? An avel can be shol b'shalom acherim. That's part of his nihugi avelus. Ha'nek dom, you have to be quiet. Why can other people ask b'shalomo? Yeah, Yom Kippur is an iser shel shalom, you understand better, because everyone's an avel. So if you're anyone's asking anyone else b'shalomo, so then you're asking an avel. You can't ask an avel, that we understand. But why, sorry, if you're asking anyone, you're an avel, so an avel can't be asking. But what's wrong with asking an avel?
Machshel.
Sorry? Machshel that he's going to respond? That's what they hear. The Baal Shulchan suggests that it's loeg l'rash. That it's not right. You know how he's doing. He's doing miserably. So what are you asking him? Then the Baal Shulchan said that that's true, it should follow, that if the Avil wants you to ask how he's doing, or be Shalom B'Shalom, then you'd be allowed to. The Avil's not allowed to be Shalom B'Shalom Acherim because of Hanagdom. The only reason others can't be Shalom B'Shalom is because of Loeg L'Rash. So, in a sense, Baal Shulchan suggests you could be Mochel on the Loeg L'Rash. The Rash can be Mochel on the person who's Loeg a lot. So if you want someone to ask how you're doing, if how you're doing is Shel Shalom, then by the Shulchan thinks that would be mutter. Then the Rabbi adds, "Me'achas she'asur b'sheila shalom kol shekein she'asur l'harbitz v'dvarim." So she'ila shalom is based on hanedom. So it's not just she'ila shalom per se. It's not just that specific form of greeting, but you shouldn't be marbe b'dvarim b'chlal. What do we have in Hilchos Tisha B'Av? Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Tzif Kaf. Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Tzif Kaf. Ein she'elas shalom l'chaver b'tisha b'av. No she'elas shalom. V'had yodos she'enam yodim v'nosnim shalom. People don't know better. Mashivim l'hem v'saf ha'rafa b'kovi rosh. He answered them curtly. What's the source of this din? There's a Tosefta, Tanis Paragimel Halachi Yud Aleph, the Ein She'elas Shalom L'Chaverim B'Tisha B'Av U'Lehedyo B'Safa Rafa. Ein She'elas Shalom L'Chaverim B'Tisha B'Av U'Lehedyo B'Safa Rafa. why does it say Ein Sheila Shalom L'Chaverim? What does Chaverim mean? Rabbi Willie thinks, printed in Am Mordechai, Kuntres Kilo Ya'eh Simen Dalet, Chaverim usually means Tamid HaChachamim. Ein Sheila Shalom L'Chaverim, Ein Sheila Shalom Tamid HaChachamim, which would mean that it's not an absolute Isser, it's more of a Chumra, that there were certain people that the Tamid HaChachamim or Machmir B'Sheila Shalom. But Me'ikar Adin, it's not absolutely usher. As opposed to the Gersa of the Mordechai, the Mordechai's Gersa says Ein Sheila Shalom L'Chaveira. They said that may be Machlokas, whether Machlokas Rishonim, whether Sheila Shalom Antishva was Asim Ikar Adin, or only B'Torah Skomer. May relate to whether the Nihuge Avelus of Tisha B'Av are like Avelus Yom Rishon or Avelus Shiva. And then it would follow that that would also be relevant to the question of whether there's a heter of Safa Rafa for Novel. What we have in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, based on the Tosefta that you answer curtly, that doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch by Avelus. Does that then apply in Novel also? Are you allowed to answer currently or you're not allowed to answer, or are you not allowed to answer b'chlal? The first 3 days, you don't answer at all, right? So is there hetzer safa rafa? The Rabbi Willie thinks that might depend on whether the whole din of Sheila Shalom and Tisha B'Av and the hetzer safa rafa is b'toras chumra or b'toras mikra din. And you need to say that if the whole isser is only a chumra, so then you can't derive anything in Hilchos Avelus where it's mikra din from the heterim on Tisha B'Av. Okay. So what is included in the Isser of She'elas Shalom? The Ramah writes, V'yesh makilim ha'inna v'she'elas shalom ha'avel la'achar lamid. Some are makel nowadays, even though we just said that for an avel of a v'imbo, it's asr kol yibes kodesh, some are makel. The ain't time lahem, but there's no reason for that kula. In lo she yichal kulomar shezem masha anu noogim lo mikri sheila shalom should be mayim. Unless you say that our sheila shalom is not the sheila shalom that's usher meikir hadin. But what does that help? Rav says some are makel after shloshim. He doesn't understand why, unless you'll say that our sheila shalom isn't a good, isn't really sheila shalom. If our sheila shalom isn't sheila shalom, then what's that distinction between tok shloshim and lachar shloshim? If it's not sheila shalom, it should be much even during shiva. If it is sheila shalom, it should be aser even yubeis kodesh. That's what the shock points out of here. So cut the base. But the emes ain't that tam nachon. Dim kein tok lamin nami lamatzinu tok lamin nami. If you're going to tell me that our greetings are not Sheila Shalom, then it should be about to even tell Shoshim. The Lomad Sina, Lashem Pose, Shechila Bakach. So Shach doesn't understand what the Ramah's suggested Limud Zchus is based on. Unless what he means is that Avelus Yubeis Kodesh is more kal than Avelus Shloshim. We transpose in Yehugi Avelus Shloshim to Yud Beis Chodesh, but that's not on the same Ikar Din level as Tov Shloshim. So given that there are Shitos that are Mekel on the definition of Sheila Shalom, even though we don't accept that L'chachila as far as that which is Aser Mekar Adin, but maybe we rely on that for that which is only B'Toras Minak, or B'Toras Chomer. So to the extent that Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh is less Chomer than Avelus Shloshim, so maybe we'll rely on, or the Minhag Olam to be Mekel relied on those Shitos that have a more liberal understanding of, or more restrictive understanding of Sheila Shalom. Maybe that's what the Ramah means to answer the Shach's question. But that notion that there are already Kulas in Sheila Shalom, we have in Rishonim. The Ritva writes, Kaf Alpha Midbeis, the Emsa Dibro Delo Yadi, Kaf Alef Amibayis Delo Yadi, the Ritva writes, V'achshav Nogu Ha'am Kula B'Dvar Melu. Now, nowadays, people are makel on Shaila Shalav. He doesn't endorse the fact that they're kulas, but he acknowledges that people are makel on the is of Shaila Shalav for another. Chidushe Aran, Kafal from the Bays, Dibur Maskel Mishiva Ashloshim, Chidushe Aran, Dibur Maskel Mishiva Ashloshim, Ubaba Nosenu, Bador Hazeh, Eina Nisharin, Vashem Barachamav, Yechaper, Avono. Nowadays, people are makbid, and Hashem should forgive them. Again, not an endorsement, but an acknowledgement of a reality that people were makel on Shaila Shalav. It's not clear in the Ran if he was referring dafka to Acher Shloshim, like the Ramah here, or even Toch Shloshim. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that in his time, people were makel even Toch Shloshim. But what is subsumed under the Isser of She'elas Shalom? The Tshuva is Avnei Nezer, Simen Tav Ayin Dalet. Avnei Nezer, Simen Tav Ayin Dalet, who distinguishes between a bracha with the terminology of Shalom and She'ela with the terminology of Shalom. In the end, I'm not sure if he stays with that distinction. The Shoah wanted to make such a distinction, but I'm not sure the Avnei Nezer stays with that. Let's leave the Avnei Nezer aside for the moment. There's a in the Chidushei Talmud Rashba, there's a Chidushei Talmud Rashba in Mayakata, in case you haven't noticed it. Here on Kafal from Mevei Dibur Maskel Shlosha, he quotes from. He quotes the following. He quotes this from his father. So I don't know who the Talmud Rashba is to know who his father was. But he quotes, Kisha Omer Lacherim Heyach Ata Shari B'Shalom V'Chayotzi B'Zeh. So if you say, are you Shari B'Shalom, that's a violation of Shaila Shalom. Avalam Omer Lo Yavo Alecha Shalom Olef L'Shalom Mutter. But if you say peace should be upon you, or go in peace, that's mutter. So to ask Beloshen She'ela, how are you doing? Are you b'shalom? Are you at peace? Would be a problem. But to extend a greeting that uses the term shalom in a kind of bracha sense would be mutter. So you can't say Heyach Atashari B'Shalom, but you can say Lech L'Shalom O Yavo Alecha Shalom. according to the Talmud Rashi, presumably saying something like Shalom Aleichem would be mutter as well. That's extending a kind of a bracha using the term Shalom, but it's not asking a question, how are you b'shalom? But I think the Avnei Nezer's bottom line is that a bracha b'shalom would be usher as well. There's not only a she'elah b'shalom, but a bracha b'shalom using the term Shalom would be usher as well. And the Talmud Rashba makes that distinction. Magen Rabbah Hilchas Tisha B'Av Tavkuf Nandalit Seif Kaf Aleph Tavkuf Nandalit Seif Kaf Aleph assumes that Shalom Aleichem would be usher as well, based on Yerushalmi that the Torah quotes, that that's also considered She'ela B'Shalom. Again, against the Talmud Rashba.
Adopted the word Shalom?
Extending a bracha dafka with the word Shalom. That's what it sounds like. The Gilyan Marsha here in Shin Pei Hei references what the Darkei Moshe talks about in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And the Darkei Moshe Hilchos Tfila in Siman Pei Tes. Siman Pei Tes is the Isser of being Makdim Shalom before Tfila. You can't extend Shalom before davening in the morning. That's the Gemara Brachas Yadalid Amar Rav Kol Anosein Shalom L'Chaver Kodem Shifal Kilo Asa Obama. It's inappropriate to extend Shalom before davening in the morning. And there, the Rishonim say, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, that is his dafka if you use the lashon of shalom, as opposed to tzafer the maritav. If you extend the greeting without using the lashon of shalom, without using Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu, that would be mutter. That's what Gilyan Marsha quotes over here. Ayin Baruchayim Peites, Ma da'asa liten shalom kodesh shispalel, hainu shalom shishma shakodesh Baruch Hu. Avol rashay lomar tzafer the maritav. The Ramah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Hilchos Tfila, equates these two halachos. The Ramah there seems to assume that whatever is true for Hilchos Tfila is true for Isser Avel as well. So if Safed Demaritav is Mutter before davening, then Safed Demaritav would be Mutter for an Avel. One could have well distinguished. You could have said, then no, when it comes to tefillah, the standard is osa chafatz of kodem tefillah. That's inappropriate to engage in your own activities before davening. So there you can distinguish between levels of greeting, that a higher level of greeting may be more problematic than a more casual greeting. But when it comes to avelos, if it's a function of hanagdom, who's to say that you have the same kinds of categories? You might well have said that no, that any greeting, even a safed demaritav greeting, is a violation of Sheila Shalom. So in figuring out what's Bechlalis or Sheila Shalom, there are, I think, at least four categories to address. Number one, if you're asking someone, are they Shari B'Shalom, and use the term Shalom, that's the Talmud Rashba's case. So, hey, achata Shari B'Shalom, so that's the Talmud Rashba's case, and that would be Usser. But what about using the word Shalom without the noun in the form of a question? Shalom Aleichem, or Lech L'Shalom. The Talmud Rashba says that's Mutter. The Ritva says Lech L'Shalom is Usser. And Shalom Aleichem as well. The Darkei Moshe in So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av assumes Hashem Aleichem is Aser. Then you could have a question without the term Shalom, like, how are you doing? Or you could ask Tam a greeting, like, good morning, or hello. Leket Yosher, Tam of the Tumas Hadeshen, page 110, writes that the Tumas Hadeshen thought is mutter for an Avel, or mutter on Tisha B'Av, to say good nacht, but he himself didn't do that. Tumas Hadeshen thought it was mutter to say good night, but didn't do that himself. Mishabru and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tavkuf Nundalit Sefkatim Mem Aleph, Tavkuf Nundalit Sefkatim Mem Aleph, Paskins, that you shouldn't even say Safi de Maritava on Tisha B'Av. Haliko Shlomo, Beinu Mitzarim, Perek Tesvav.
So Mitzarim that would carry over?
Mitzarim that would carry over. Haliko Shlomo, Beinu Mitzarim, Perek Tesvav. You shouldn't say Lehitraot on Tisha B'Av, or how are you? And in the Haliko Shlomo and Tefila, Perek Beis Oskavav, Perek Beis Oskavav, he records that Shlomo Zalman once said, how are you to an Avel Toch Shloshim, and was upset at himself afterwards that he had extended that greeting, not realizing that he was an Avil or not thinking about it beforehand.
The person will be insulted, does it? Meaning because they don't know the din.
So Kavod Abriya, right, so there is a Hadar of Kavod Abriya. That's the Maaser of Akiva in the Gemara. So if you would argue that that's Kavod Abriya, so then there's more room Lahaka.
So if they don't know and they think they're
if they don't know, it would be rude. Again, if how are you is a problem, then there may be grounds to be made in that situation, especially because the bigger issue, as we said, is for the Avil to extend greetings, that's his new Gevelis. I think you're out of the room, but we need to discuss what's the issue for someone else to extend greetings to the Avil. By the Shulchan says maybe lowing the rush, and therefore if the person wants a greeting, then it wouldn't apply. So yes, that would be correct. Right, the heter of Kavod Abriya is even the other direction. For the Avil to extend, that's more relevant for the Avil to extend greetings to someone else where there's going to be a Kavod Abriya violation than how to extend the greeting. But presumably, good morning, hello, is probably the same as good morning. I think Minagolam is that we don't say hello on Tisha B'Av, and an Avil generally doesn't say hello to Shiva. Even though I think people are less makbid about that after Shiva, even Tok Shloshim. So it could be because maybe Mikar Adin, it's not really a Shiva Shalom, but in Shiva or more Machmir. Rabbi Willing says it's hard to aser, or hard to definitively aser something that people just say as a matter of course. You just say hello as a normal matter of course. You say, how are you? Not because you couldn't care less how the guy is. You just say, how are you? Because that's how people talk. So it's difficult to really aser. Again, it could be that maybe more Machmir and Shiva, because Maker Adin is not really Shalom Shalom. But we're machmer anyway. Right? Say how are you if you don't really mean it, then maybe that's not mikra din shel shalom.
Would any other lashon help? Like what's new or anything like that at all in the category of
shalom? I guess in theory you could distinguish how are you is asking directly, are you b'shalom, as opposed to what's new, then maybe it's talking about the world at large. So I could hear a distinction like that. Yes, it might be better to say what's new than how are you. I hear that. The Dibrei Sofrim thinks that even if we're machmir and shalom aleichem like the Magen Avraham, but shalom aleichem during Kiddush Levana would be mutter. Because why do we say Shem Aleichem Kiddush Levana? That's the response to Tipol Leiman Masa Vafata. But don't worry, you'll be okay. So that's not B'Torah Shela Shalom. That's it's contextual. You know, you could have argued that the bottom line is still a bracha of B'Shalom, even if there's context. So I don't know if all the posts would agree to that. I think Rabbi Karp sounded like Kiddush Levana. You also wouldn't say Shalom. Dibre Sofrim and Rabbi Karp say to say Mazel Tov is Mutter. Rabbi Karp goes on from Ovi Yashiv. That's a greeting. That's not a that's a bracha. Sorry, that's not a Shela Shalom. Okay, I kept you long enough. We'll stop here. Maybe say a few more hours.